It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cloud Crew Podcast. Glad to see y'all again.
Man, every time I click record on this podcast, I want to hit the dab. And I think it's just become like a tick with pressing the record button.
Hit it.
I'm going to.
Light it up.
I'm just letting the podcast flow out first. Oh yeah, what's up? Hi.
If you can't tell, he's already hit it. Maybe just once or twice. Maybe. But
nah, it's the card setup.
No, there has been so much that has happened this week as well. Dude, let me tell you.
Why do I see a Warriors L over here?
Because Warriors took it out. Listen. The Warriors are bopping off like crazy, okay? They are literally leading the league right now.
They are number one in the West. And I believe the Cavaliers are number one in the East. And Junior had, I believe, our homeboy Junior, told me to, my hand shakes, so it's just bouncing off of it every couple seconds. Like, I can't help it. I'm struggling out here, man.
Yeah, I know the shit you hear.
I believe Junior told me to point out that because both teams are kind of the number ones, it's 2016 all over again. And yep. That's a scary thought to have.
Yep. Definitely is.
But the scariest part about it is it's a completely, like, different Cleveland team, but it's the exact same Curry.
Nope. It's not the same. Same Curry. Curry's playing different. You have Buddy Hield out here playing different. The whole team has
Curry
a dynamic
really plays
difference.
Different.
No, the whole team has a dynamic difference than what the Cavs ran it against. You gotta think, they got Andrew Wiggins rolling. Oh man, he's over here sucking like a motherfucker.
This thing's clogged.
God damn, you were puffing Peter, man. Hey, you're dripping your dong, you know what I mean?
That's fine. But no, Curry is basically the exact same player he's ever always been. Because he's always had the exact same system built around him, no matter who they brought into the team. Like, Kerr coaches around Curry the exact same way, no matter what pieces you place around him, just because I think Kerr knows that Curry will play.
Kerr is definitely...
he experiments with it more in the summer than he
does
during
with
the...
Buddy Hield, though.
It's been
Buddy
different
Hield
this year.
Has been nice.
It's been an exception this year, but it's just been a rotation difference, mostly.
Yeah.
But like, when Curry's on the court, Curry's still just doing the exact same Curry shit.
No, the other night, we also seen him do some rebounding, bro. We talked about that. That was the weirdest shit ever. Curry
just
rebounded.
But he didn't do anything else that game, so I guess he was just being shut down and had to grab boards. What the fuck is that? Why does Brook Lopez have that stat line in that Bucks game?
Brook Lopez, 27 points.
Like, Fred VanVleet and Brook Lopez battled it out in that fucking game. I looked up and saw it, and I was like, what?
Now he's talking about the Rockets versus Milwaukee guys.
What date was this?
What day was it?
11/18. Yeah, this was the
18th. Yeah, it's the 18th. So, like... Oh, wow. Oh, God. Dude. So, Giannis did play, and so did Dame. Dame was 6 for 18. That was rough. 0 for 6 for 3. That's crazy. Sorry, my man. That's tough out there.
Dame has been putting up decent numbers in his last recent
games. I've seen
games.
A few games.
Like, it's been like 20 point, like up in 20 points range.
Yeah, no. That
not
was his
Dame
most
numbers,
recent
but like,
game. Yeah, Dame's most recent game, he did okay.
But that's because...
I think it's been his last three games.
Yeah. Dame's most recent one, he dropped 31. 4-4, we talked about him. And then Giannis dropped a 32 point with 11 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah.
But that's because LaMelo dropped got a damn fucking 50 points. LaMelo's been up popping off this year. LaMelo's been a player.
And the Hornets are just holding him back.
Yeah. Well, they need more players. I think they take this opportunity where you got to keep player like this, man. Build around him.
I think it's, like...
Build around
As him. Good as that sounds for, like, the Charlotte Hornets...
Yeah.
It's bad for LaMelo.
Oh, 100%. But I'm saying, as a team, they still have an opportunity. They
could take advantage of it. I think he knows that it's bad for him at this point.
I think he don't care, though. No, I think he thinks he's getting a bag right now. He's having a good time. He's not a serious player right now.
He started playing for wins this year, it seems. That 50-point piece was because he was being pressured and they were scoring on him as much. Like, he got pressured into the 50 points.
Yeah. But I don't see LaMelo, to be honest with you, ever taking the NBA crazy serious unless he has a stacked roster. Unless he thinks he's going to go out and win a chip, no problem. or think that they have the chance to win the chip. Because right now, he knows they ain't got a chance to win it.
Oh, absolutely. It's unrealistic to have that mindset when you're a Charlotte's Hornets player.
Yeah, especially with who they got right now. You know, like, LaMelo is their best player. And, I mean, props to Miller there, too. Miller's been doing pretty good.
The problem also with Melo is inconsistency.
Yeah. No. Even on his off nights, he still performs. He still performs to what he's supposed to a degree, you know?
To a degree. But, like, I think I but would be more be fixed, accepting
like,
of that.
Imagine, like, he could have those off nights if he had another good role player on the team.
Or if he was... I was about to make the same point with a different conclusion if he was on a completely different team.
Yeah.
I think if he was putting up those types of numbers on those nights...
Imagine him on the Lakers, bro.
Or the Bulls. Oh or the God, Heat. Yeah. Or a team... That has other players that can be there whenever he has bad nights because it's unrealistic to expect him to do every night.
I'll tell you what would be a crazy thing, but I think would be incredible to see. Fuck Chris Paul for the fucking
throw
Spurs.
Throw Wimby and LaMelo together.
Yeah, throw LaMelo over to the Spurs. They got a young center up there, right? LaMelo's going to perform shooting-wise, bring in audience. So is fucking Wimby. Now you have two young stars, both able to perform, right? And both can have off nights.
All right, listen. This is outlandish counter-argument.
Yeah.
I think LaMelo and Wimby should pull a LeBron and Dwayne Wade and force themselves to South Beach with Bam.
Oh, wow.
Because Bam can run the power forward crazily. We know that for a fact. They could get rid of Tyler Hero.
I would hate to get rid of Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but like that's just the type of trade that they have to make.
Jimmy? Are you keeping Jimmy?
I feel like Jimmy would probably get moved for Wimby. I feel like Hero would probably get moved for Melo, and Wimby would probably get like Jimmy would get involved somewhere.
Yeah,
with
there's
the
probably
trade.
a few little trades too. Yeah, you know, like you know,
and it would take those type of caliber players to move.
You'd
especially to keep Bam there.
You'd have to do some tweaking. There might even be a third.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal going on.
That's why I'm saying it would be like an insane blockbuster type, crazy.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
They would be separate. Like,
did
like,
I just hear someone knock on our door?
Maybe.
Check it. I'll keep the podcast entertained. But I think that would be the most insane, like, type of, like, blockbuster trade that could happen in modern-day NBA. Because, like, not a lot happens like that. Like, KD went to the Warriors right after they had the record-breaking year. I thought I just heard, like, a faint knocking. But, it was, what, 73-9? They're 73-9 year, the Warriors coming off that year, and then they also had the, you know, the upset that the Cleveland Cavaliers pulled off 3-1. So, like, I understand why that move happened, I guess, from a mindset standpoint, but it would be something of that caliber, something we haven't seen in a few years.
I have no idea, big dog. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It just sounded like...
I don't know. Somebody gonna mess around.
And like, we both turned around, so I know I can't be crazy.
It'd be a shame. I'd have to knock them out, put my nuts on their chin.
It'd be unfortunate.
Yeah.
I was
putting a ball and gag until the police got here.
I was explaining to them, like, I think the most recent trade that could even, like, be
of that caliber was the KD to the Warriors trade. I think that's the most recent thing that occurred. Yeah. That was just like was stupid. Yeah.
Where like Bradley Beal went there, you had KD going, you know, like that type of building. Yeah.
It just or like KD, Kyrie, and Harden all going to the Nets before.
Once again, that's KD been involved in multiple trades like that. You know what I mean?
Because I mean, I understand why though. Like, you win the NBA championship, you get a bonus. He's a bag chaser. That's all he gives a fuck about is money. He don't even have a wife and kids. You think he gives a fuck about anything else? He's there for a bag. That's it.
Got his mom.
And he's happy with his mom. KD's got his mom. That's a little fucking strange. I don't know.
KD, your mama's boy. No. I will say what's crazy. The possibility Valley Jr. is going to the Lakers because he is able to be traded. The Lakers are actively seeking. And he's actually, like, imagine this, even on a slow night, like what he had against the Knicks on a loss, right? Let's say he underperforms. Valanciunas underperforms.
Better than what most Laker players do right now.
18 goddamn points.
Yeah.
How many fucking rebounds? 8 goddamn rebounds. That would help out tremendously. AD could run the 4.
AD needs just pressure taken off of him. That's it.
But AD running the 4? AD gonna bully everybody at the 4. Nobody gonna touch AD at the 4. They're gonna have to bring 2 bigs onto the floor at this point.
I think Chet and Wimby would probably get swapped onto AD anytime he's on.
That's the cool. Let him fuck. Dude, AD back them motherfuckers down.
Probably, but I feel like
Wimby has a better chance than Chet, Wimby I will say. But like, that's because that motherfucker actually goes for blocks. That motherfucker times that shit.
And it doesn't even matter if he doesn't time it right. His arms are longer than your body. It doesn't matter who you are.
Nah, but AD's... Oh, we've already seen AD bully him.
Oh, yeah, no, he has the...
So, like, he just pushed him, bam!
And as long as he gets the separation, but, like, we haven't... I don't know if they... Have they played this year? I don't think they've played this year. We've seen them play as rookie Wimby, but we haven't seen the development that Wimby's made against AD this year.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed the matchup will happen.
Have we not?
I don't know. I don't think the Spurs and the Lakers have fucking played.
Let me look. Because I can look back on the Lakers roster real quick, the Lakers games.
I can't recall. I know Sacramento's played them. I think LAC's played them. I don't think the Lakers have, though.
Schedule, okay. Back to the schedule. Up top. Okay. I do not see... Okay, Spurs were 15th. Yeah. And AD dominated that game. 40 points, 28 on Wimby.
What were they that matched up together, though?
Yeah. They had to have... Like, their times, they both had too much
check
time.
Check the...
30, 86.
Check where they were.
34, yeah. No. 36 points and 34 points, you gotta play against each other. You have
to. Yeah, no, I was just checking. They're, like, actual... They're both listed as center for the game. Because this app, the app typically keeps up with where they actually start
playing. Yeah, LeBron played power forward against Barnes. Shout out Barnes, too. But yeah, no, AD fucked him. AD's
been in a weird season this year. I think it'll burn out soon. I don't think it's realistic for him to keep putting up 40-point games. I think he could drop to a consistent 20-point game player, though. Like, 25-point game player.
I think he needs to stay around the high 28s to, you know, 30. Somewhere in the 30s. 28 plus. That's what AD has to do if the Lakers ever won a chance at a ring, right? That's a fact. AD has to perform that way, right, with who they have right now. LeBron has to perform at a 25-plus, right, for like consistently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With AD performing at 28-plus consistently for them to do anything. And then they need someone like Dalton Connect to have at least, you know, your 18, 17-plus games, and you need another player to have at least another 10 or 12 averaging, you know?
I mean, Dalton Connect's been showing. Yeah, no, Dalton Connect's
been doing great for us.
Oh, yeah. I haven't said this to Sebastian yet, and he's going to look at me crazy because I think he wanted Austin Reaves to succeed, but fuck Austin Reaves!
No, I do want Austin Reaves to succeed, but I'm okay because with Dalton Connect stepping up, Dalton Connect seems more ready right now. This is going to give Austin Reaves more
Connect
development.
And Dalton Connect is a rookie, keep in mind.
Yeah, but no offense, Dalton Connect has a different type of play style that can be adapted in. Austin Reaves, although, yes, I like Austin Reaves shooting the ball, Austin Reaves is not a pure shooter. Don't connect as a pure shooter. Austin Reaves has to have the ball in his hands to do something. Don't connect can be a catch-and-shoot player. Know what I mean? He can operate off LeBron.
For the most part, that's what we've seen this
year. Yeah. We can see him get the ball dished to him and him just throw that shit up. Austin Reaves is more of a give it to me, let me give some moves in, get a little hustle in, you know, maybe bump a little, and I'm going to put up a shot.
Yeah.
No, it's a little different. There's a different type of play style, and Austin Reaves requires the ball in his hands and to be able to work with the ball. Don't connect is able to do a just catch and shoot on a profounding level. That's going to help the Lakers. That's what the Lakers need is a shooter, right? When Connect performs, the Lakers succeed. We've seen that so far.
Absolutely. I feel the
exact I think same way. Reaves needs to develop on the bench, right? Let Dalton Connect
also
take lead.
To be honest with you,
allow Austin Reaves lead your bench.
I think Austin Reaves, and this is just a personal opinion, I haven't really given it the deepest thought, but in recent, like with the recent, like, stat lines and the way that they've been meshing together, I feel like Austin Reaves might just be better suited on another team. I feel like he just doesn't mesh with the current offensive style that's needed by the Lakers. I don't think he's going
to
mesh with it.
I think they're playing him wrong is a problem. Because
I just don't think they're going
they're
to
still
try
trying
to play
to bump him in,
around
though.
It just because they're wanting heavy three ball, and it's really just not his bag. He can shoot the three,
yes,
but like
he
he's not
three.
He is not a 3-point specialist. He's like a long mid range specialist.
Yeah, no.
But
I'm
like
100%
no,
agree.
He's only that way whenever he's open, and they don't let him get open anymore because that's all the Lakers got, fucking mid range specialist. So,
No. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're missing an opportunity for Reaves. Reaves has potential on the team, but he's not meant to be a starting role. You know what I mean? If you let Reaves do his 16-point games, 20-point games off the bench, now you have a bench player putting up the numbers you need, right?
If you allow Connect on the bench and his confidence doesn't waver and he keeps putting up 16 points,
then that's something he needs to accept. Then that's what he needs to learn. He is a Caruso style player, right? That's what I believe.
Caruso's excelled as a starter, though.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying is. Reaves, we've seen him also kind of excel in starting position at times. But I don't think he's ready for that yet, right? I think Reaves still has to develop. Because players develop at different lengths and different speeds.
I just think he doesn't fit in line with what the Lakers are seeking right now.
No, I still think he does. I think that, like, his aggression...
They're seeking a very short-term ring. They're seeking a ring within the next 2 years.
Yeah,
they want a ring before LeBron wants to retire.
And that's what I'm telling you, that even at his current state, if you play him off the bench, let him do his thing off the bench and let him give you them 16 points off the bench, that's going to be great for the Lakers.
I just don't think he'll do it, though.
I think he will. I think he either has to, or, no offense, you don't need to be in the NBA.
I just feel like...
Because the NBA is a consistently developing league, right? You need to be adaptable. Especially because, no offense... At Austin Reaves, he's at the point of his career. He can either A, excel as a player, and continue to grow. And if he's not able to do that, then he needs to accept a role to stay in the NBA. Otherwise, he's going to become a no name, drop out the league like some others, like we've seen in the past, like Taco Fall and all these other people in the past.
He's continuously like plateaued. That's something I've noticed with him is like he hasn't grown necessarily in the next 2 years. He's became insanely consistent, but with his age range and where he's playing, there hasn't been a growth range for him. He does very little better than he did 2 years ago.
But it's still progress. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what I'm telling you. I don't think he's a starting role player right now, by any means. As I said, right now what the Lakers need
though.
Is one, depth. The Lakers need depth.
This is what,
so they
third
would
year? In the league?
Yeah. And you gotta think, he didn't come in the league at, like...
Was he drafted by the Lakers? I don't remember.
No, it was not a draft type deal.
I just don't remember how he came into the league. I can't remember his name.
He was, like, one of them hustle players that came up through the league, like Caruso, I believe.
I mean, that would make sense.
But that's what I'm telling you. Like, they need depth. The Lakers don't have good depth, I'm sorry to tell you. I love Rue. Rue's inconsistent. Rue's inconsistent terribly.
He's another player that I, like,
I've seen him drop 0 games, 2-point games, 3-point games, 10-point games, 20-point games.
One thing I've noticed about Rue is, though, he only has good games when everybody else on his team does bad.
Yeah, because they need an out.
I just don't think that's another example, like, of a player I feel like personally, and that there alone proves to me that he just doesn't belong on that team. Because he is a good player whenever he is the main player doing well on that team.
Yeah, but I think that's also another development issue.
Yeah, but I think if he was developed in more of a starter role around, like, like-minded players, like similar level players,
I think he would fit better on the Pelicans.
Or, the Raptors. I think he'd be cool in the Raptors, too.
You know.
Because they're building right now. They're a building team right now. I think he deserves a building team right now. And Pelicans right now are, like, starting to offload. I feel like in the next couple of years, the Pelicans will be getting rid of, like, Brandon Ingram will probably walk. Because he's becoming a high-valued player.
Yeah, but...
And Zion Williamson...
But that's what I'm saying, like, that would hopefully be a chance for Rue to kind of, like, get on over there, try to work up.
I mean, yeah, but that's, like, hoping that, like, his value doesn't diminish like that.
Yeah, it's kind of going to diminish, because, no offense, I don't see Rue as high a value as what he used to be.
Oh, no, most definitely not. He's not last fucking year. Close. Not even...
And especially since we have Connect right now for the Lakers, like, it's not... There's a lot that could change. But that's why I said, like, if you can change the style of some of your players and adapt a little bit of a different role, your team can still work. And then you could just add on another piece like Valanciunas or something and make that squad a real contender.
The vast majority of players, it's unfortunate, but, like, whatever role they played in college, if they don't play that role in the NBA, they do not exceed, period. That's been a massive problem with recent draft.
But that's
prospects.
What I'm saying is the NBA is forever, you know, translating.
But, like, unfortunately, it's become such a recurring theme that it's happening to every new rookie, and players are starting to retire, and it's going to become a plague. It's probably not going to happen within, like, the next 5 years, I say, but, like, in 10 years, it's going to be a problem.
Maybe.
Nobody's going to be able to play the flip. Everybody's going to be stuck in their roles, and we're going to see these weird rosters where, like, they just have, like, 2 bench shooting guards, 2 bench point guards. Just so that they can flip those roles and have different players playing them, just because their players can't flip the roles. They're just refusing or uncomfortable doing it because they just weren't forced to do it in college, because colleges aren't forcing it anymore. Like, coaches are just babying players in college because they're doing good in their role, so let's spoon feed them so that their stat lines look real good instead of developing them. That's the problem with college right now.
And you need to grit and grind. College is the time to grit and grind. That's a hustle period.
Absolutely.
The NBA, as you can see, no offense, like, although when you get to NBA, I hate when players do it, but, like, let that be when you relax, because that's the highest point of basketball that there is.
As long as you aren't becoming a detriment to the team that drafted you, you are fulfilling the contract that you signed with them.
Yeah.
Chill. Chill for your first couple years. Because you just got that fuck you money. Say fuck you a little bit. Still fulfill your contract. Don't be dog shit. Don't cause your team to lose.
Yeah, do your work.
Like, you don't need to, like, hurt your body anymore than you just did for those 5 years that you were grinding for this. Of course, the grind never stops once you hit the NBA. But, like, there is no reason...
But that's when you decide to take care of your body, you know?
Yeah, like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be completely taking care of your body. Like, ain't no reason you need to go clubbing now. Like, and just be rambunctious for no reason, getting drunk, fucking yourself up for no reason, giving your body no time to heal. Because, like, what the fuck were you doing in college? Like, I know you were doing it all of college, every single fucking one of you, minus, like, 2 or 3 in the NBA. And that's because they were too lame to do it. So, like, just don't kid yourself and, like, fucking hurt yourself for the rest of your life while your body is literally in the stage where, like, you're gonna get permanent damage real easy. Your body's getting old. And, like, it's crazy to think, but it's just the way that the current generation is built for some reason. Our bodies just deteriorate like shit because we weren't taken care of properly. vast majority of us were neglected.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's pretty true. That's a sad occurring thing. But on the bright side, I also think it has something to do with some of the things like we eat and like consume and like. There's probably like a whole
everything's
bunch of stuff
changed
to it,
so
yeah.
much within the like past few
yeah.
years. That is
dude,
definitely
dude. Within the last 5 years, everything's changed, man. It's crazy. Everything that goes by so fast. That's why, like, the NBA is consistently developing.
What happened 5 years in the NBA? 2019. The Raptors won the chip that year. That's what happened that year.
Yeah.
That's what happened in the NBA in 2019.
The biggest mistake of all time.
Kawhi Leonard won a fucking Toronto's Raptor
ring. He upset everything.
Because the Warriors got three injuries consecutively.
Has two fuck you rings.
And it's all, like, I think both of them are off injuries.
Yeah. Two fuck you rings, right? He's on injury right now, right? What if he would just come off randomly and like...
And they would win the chip this year? Against a team that got majorly injured? Yeah. Like, because the only other... Like, the Cavaliers would have to be an example. Like, Donovan Mitchell in the last game of the semifinals. Calf strain. Can't play the first two games. Kawhi Leonard suits up for the first time in the NBA season and puts up 40 points both games. Sending a 2-0 lead, sending them back home with a 2-0 lead against the Cavaliers. The biggest upset in NBA history is about to occur.
Dude, I'd kill myself.
And then Kawhi Leonard retires with three rings, only playing 8 games in the entire time.
That is absurd. No. Do you know what the sad thing is? Kawhi Leonard has two rings. You know who else has two rings? Kevin Durant, right?
See, and, like, they're not even comparable players. Kevin Durant is infinitesimally
better. At one point, they were.
Do you remember when people were like, Kawhi Leonard's the next LeBron. He's the LeBron killer. He's gonna fucking lock up LeBron. LeBron can't do anything to stop him. And, like, LeBron used to show a little fear against him, and now if they play, LeBron's just like,
fuck you, bro. You're washed.
Go sit back on the bench. You're gonna get injured if you try to back me down one more time, boy.
LeBron definitely won the longevity on that one. KD too, man.
For KD being
those
as, like,
three used to be the years? Like the people.
Yeah, I mean KD and Bron are still arguably the people in the league too.
Yeah, like, I mean they're up there.
And then like
they're
the third there. Name in the league, like still argue like if you talk about like the current greats in the league, it's just KD, Bron, and Steph.
Yeah, KD, Bron, Steph. You know you got Jokic. People fear Jokic.
He's so young right now.
No, but
and
he's
like,
still, like, people, the vast he has a name already.
Yeah, but the vast majority of players ring. Will Can tell you honest. That they do, like, nobody in the league scares them. Like, there's been a few interviews that have been conducted. They're just, like, in the league in the past, like, yeah, it felt pretty intimidating, but, like, with how the things are played and the refs, like, conduct things now, nah, nobody scares me because, like, nobody's really getting hurt out here. If you're getting hurt, it's due to a lack of negligence at that point. Because, like, the game's played so pussified at this point that, like, there's no reason.
Nah, we've seen some injuries, though, like, bumping in.
But most of them are, like, literally freak accidents. Falling at very specific angles on your fucking arm. That's what happened to Steph and Gordon fucking Hayward. Both of those were freak accidents. Steph fell off the rim onto his arm, broke it. Gordon Hayward...
I don't even want to talk about Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward's made me sick for
a
week.
But there's been other injuries within the league, you know? Like things do happen.
Most of them are just freak accidents. Or Draymond Green tripping you.
No, and there's minor injuries too, though, that get inconsistent. Yeah, you also have players
like Embiid that vast like, just majority, like kick people and like,
the vast majority of those minor injuries are quote unquote load management and are fake injuries, and they just call it an injury because they get fined if they don't. That's 99% of injuries in the league right now. None of them are actual injuries. If you see a calf strain, it's normally fake. It's normally because the player wants a week off. Like, anytime you see Embiid with a calf strain, it's because he asked for a week off. Anytime you see 99% of stars with a calf strain, it's because they wanted a week off of work. It's because they were busy.
But no, you do get players that get the bruised up and stuff.
And typically, those are your good old role players who get bullied for no reason.
It's normally because, like,
people
it's the
that
games,
you don't even notice
and
are gone.
Comes
really.
Off of his week vacation, right, to play a fucking game.
And then he wants
to bully the fuck out of somebody like Fred Van Vliet in the fucking paint.
Fred Van Vliet just got swapped on. It's like, hey, why is he walking? Hey! It's like, wait a minute.
Like, no, that's what he does, man.
No, a better example would be, Jokic was out for 2 games recently, and then they were playing, I can't remember, it was a bottom seed team. I think it could have been, like, the Pistons or something. I don't know, it was some irrelevant-ass team. And he came back, and I think he scored, like, 42 points.
I don't doubt it.
I think he scored a fuck ton. Russ got a triple-double in that game that was right
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, Russ has over, like, 200 career.
That was his
his
200-plus game, yeah.
So, like, it goes crazy, man. Russ, crazy.
The 76ers is the biggest flop in NBA history.
Yeah, PG going to him.
I just looked at PG's face on it, and it's just...
Dude,
oh,
they're
and
2-12.
And he got injured.
They're 2-12.
Yeah, he got injured this game, too.
2-12.
That's all in Embiid's comeback game, he gets injured.
I don't even care. Fuck off. The Thunder's doing great.
They're number 2 in the West, but the Warriors are just as consistent right now.
Yeah, well,
so.
I just like seeing the Thunder, because they're a young team.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool seeing them do this. I think the thing that's going to like kick them in their ass is going to be
the... I think there's too many middle ground teams right now, you know what I mean? I think there's too many wild cards.
Yeah.
Like the Suns, you know? Like the fucking Knicks, you know?
And the thing with the Suns is, it's like... You can't, the problem, like, and it's a huge problem with them, you can't even gauge their game until the playoffs, because it's almost a guarantee that they're going to make the playoffs, and that's the only time we get to see if the Suns are buns or not. Because throughout the season, they're just pretty okay. But once the playoffs hit, they're either really fucking good or really fucking bad.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even when we've seen them really fucking good, they really fucking choke or really fucking get hurt.
I really think that championship choke was 100% DeAndre Ayton's fault. If they had any other center that year playing, I think they would have won that chip.
Why do you think Ayton become a no-name?
Where is he now? Isn't he on the Raptors?
I think so.
And I'm pretty sure I looked at his stats for a game like 2 weeks ago, and it was like 6 points, and he was like 6-22 or some shit from the field. It was some like outlandish shit that I just didn't believe. Wasn't he the number one overall pick too?
DeAndre Ayton.
I'm 99% sure DeAndre Ayton was number one overall. What team is he on?
I don't know, man. That's
He wears red for sure now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. It's for sure a red jersey.
It's red?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's red, I'll look.
It's not the Wizards. It's a West team, I'm pretty sure. Trailblazers? It's the Trailblazers for sure.
It would be Trailblazers. For some reason, I remember Ayton being on the Trailblazers.
I can see the jersey on him.
Yeah, I can just imagine in my head him being on the Trailblazers.
Why does Dylan Brooks have 28 points?
Dylan Brooks randomly has...
Wait, it's against the Trailblazers. Yeah. Never mind. That all makes sense now. It wasn't against a team that can actually play basketball. It was against
DeAndre
right Ayton.
No, he's out right now.
I need to click on him for a second.
Scoot Henderson's out.
I would like to... He's averaging 13.3 points. This is a cool stat to see.
No. Having a double-double, like...
Yeah,
his
averaging
right now,
a double-double is pretty cool. Yeah. But, like, I'm 99%... Yeah, he was the number one pick in the 2018 draft. This is not number one pick numbers, dog. This is not number one center pick numbers, either. Because you gotta think... I'm pretty sure Jokic went, like, late in the draft.
Or something
and
like
he
that.
Is... A star center. What the fuck happened to you, bro?
No, it just goes to show, like, people can fall in the draft. Like, Connect and be excelled players.
I think Connect always had a shot. I just don't think he particularly, like, filled a role for anybody.
I think he would have been great on a on a team like the Warriors.
Yeah, but they were pulling.
Instead of fucking what's his name.
Yeah, but they are forcing the Pazinski push, and they were pulling Buddy Hield, so it just that wasn't a concept.
Yeah,
for
but
them.
Fuck Pazinski. Tell that motherfucker get out the league.
They unfortunately just don't feel that way about him. I don't know why. They see some. It has to be something Steph has said to the front office about him, and it has to be because Steph. I feel like Steph gaslit them, and this is what's gonna happen. He gaslit them real hard into being like, he's gonna be the next me, and he's gonna like force a trade to like Charlotte or something to finish his career in his hometown, and then like trade somewhere to go for a ring instead, and then just leave them with Pazinski because he's mad about Clay. And that would be some on-brand Steph shit. He's already started doing some, like, devious
Steph's
work.
Steph's kind of upset with Clay because Clay ghosted Steph.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Draymond and him talked
about
it.
He's still
like,
equally upset about the Warriors front office ignoring him, though. Like, that just showed a lack of respect to him. Mm-hmm. So, like, he just feels disrespected in both ways.
For
so,
no
it
offense.
Wouldn't even be because of Clay at this point. It
Clay had an 0-for-8 game recently. I don't...
You were talking about how he has to have a good season this year, and I told you it wasn't fucking happening. You were like, he has to, and it's not fucking happening.
And that's what's saying. If it doesn't happen, no offense. I don't see him ever getting another shot at being
How
a
many
player.
Years is he signed to them?
I don't know. I think
because I don't think they'll cut him ever, but...
I think it's one or two.
I'm pretty sure it's two, because it was a trade,
but listen,
right?
Yeah. But listen, I think with him, if this year, if he can't perform, right, next year, they're definitely going to set him back. You're going to see him touch the bench a lot.
Yeah, no.
And once he touches the bench, if he can't get off the bench, his career's over. He's gone.
No, I think what places best.
So within 3 years, if he doesn't perform this year, I say he's a nobody.
Hear me out. I think this is the most realistic scenario for Clay, and there's two paths on the scenario, right? If he doesn't do well this year, I think the most in brand Clay thing to do would be to retire, because he already wanted to retire, but like he was given the opportunity by the Mavericks, so it was like, what the fuck ever, I'm gonna try it. So like, it would be on brand for Clay to retire. But I think Clay is also spiteful. And he's proven time and time again just how spiteful he is. He's a very spiteful motherfucker. So, like, I think he might try to force to a team where he is the only good player on it to rejuvenate his career just so he can retire with a decent stat line. Like, force himself to the Rockets or to the fucking
to where
Trailblazers.
We would have 20
so, where he
a game.
Averages 26 to 27 points per game, his stat line looks fucking crazy, and he retires a whatever the fuck he's at legend. Like, that would also be just as equally on brand for fucking Klay Thompson to me. So, like, both of those scenarios intrigue me real hard, because if Klay retires, we'll never hear from him again. Ever.
The Mavs are one of those wild card teams, like, depending on if they perform or not, depends on how well they do. Like,
I just think where they have the two star players, Klay Thompson's never going to be the exception.
Klay's supposed to be a role player.
Yeah, exactly. He'll never be the exception, and I think that's going to get to him. And that's what's going to be his downfall, and that's what's going to cause the ego shift, and he's going to be like, all right, Trailblazers time. 30 points per game,
like,
motherfucker.
He didn't make a single shot last game.
0-for-8, 23.
Not even...
Hey, man, I have a question, though. Somehow, he was a +9. That's...
Because he was in the game.
Second, this is my biggest problem. Why'd they leave him in for 23 minutes? He didn't do anything. Like, he got 4 assists.
They didn't.
But that's not enough.
Luka, so they said, fuck it, we'll keep Clay.
Yeah, but like...
No, Luka, we have Clay.
But like... Look at
no, Luka!
Look at this stat
we
line!
We have Clay!
Look at this stat
no,
line!
No, Luka, we have Clay! That's it!
What is
no!
it? He 11 for 15, 3 for 4, 26 points in 26 minutes, and they really kept Klay Thompson in the game for 23 fucking minutes? Why didn't that kid get to play like 35 minutes this game? He would have put on a show!
I don't know, man. You could have done it for like Spencer Dinwiddie.
No, but, like, you have this kid 11 for 15 from the field.
Put him in the game for 35 fucking minutes. Let him go like fucking 18 for 25 or something. That's a lot of fucking points, and that's hella consistency. That's more than fucking Klay Thompson. He was 0 for 8 and 0 for 4.
That's what I said, man.
I used my whole bit of oxygen for that, so I started sounding like I was pleading at the end.
Did your butthole pucker?
No. Okay. I feel like that has nothing to do with breathing.
Yeah.
The Spurs beat the Warriors, but the Warriors played really weird that game.
That's the one that, like, Andrew Wiggins led the scoring, man.
Yeah, and
nobody gives
I think that was also a Wimby comeback game.
Nobody gives a fuck about Andrew Wiggins, man.
Yeah.
Fuck Andrew
Wiggins. We didn't talk about it, but the Cavaliers got handed their first loss by the Celtics.
Yeah, by the Celtics. And then, like, no offense, it was bound to happen. Like, they're gonna lose. That was a game. They came back and won afterwards. What was important, you know, bounce back into it. So, like, huge, huge shout out for that. And, like, they continue to win. Like, their most recent win, Sunday, bro. They dropped, opt 122 points on the fucking Raptors, shitting on the Raptors. They're 17-1, you know?
No, that's like an insane fucking start to your season. Yeah. Even if you drop a game to the Celtics are a great team. You cannot be ashamed of losing to the Celtics, and, like, it had to have just been
an off game. Yeah, the Celtics are up there, too, man. They're 14-3, you know.
And, like, with your current stat line, yeah, it really does look like a no contest, because your stat lines are very different. 14-3 and 17-1 are just vastly different, fucking, like, as close as they seem. It's just, like, that shows just a certain amount of, like, consistency difference. Yeah. And discipline difference. Because, like, I don't know. I think if the Celtics played as consistent as the fucking Cavaliers did, they'd be, like, the first 82-0 team, possibly. Just because, like, when they play consistently, every player scores 20 points on their fucking team. And if every single player on your team scoring 20 points every single game, you have no reason not to go 20-0, because no other team's doing that shit. Period. Period.
No, I want to give a shout-out to a rookie, although he's on a shitty team, Alex Sarr. He had, like, 17 points recently and, like, 14 rebounds. Two blocks and a steal, man. Alex Sarr, it was, was he the second pick?
I think first.
No, I don't think he was. Was he? He was either first or second. He was first or second, you know?
What was this year, 2024?
Yes. Yeah, what do you mean? We're still in 2024. You can actively see it on the screen. That's in 2024. It says,
No, the number one pick was Zachary Risasher.
The Hawks
got him, and I think Sar's got number two. No. No, wait, hold on.
Alex Sar was supposed to be,
Where the fuck is... Okay, here we go. I couldn't find the link for it. Wizards got Sar for two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then Reed Shepard three.
Like, no offense, they're not even starting Valanciunas. He only had 16 minutes this game. So, like, and he gave some points. So, like, you know, bring him to the Lakers. dude, I forgot the Heat.
No, Jimmy Butler has actually just been, like, at the beginning of the season, he wasn't doing shit, but, like, the past few games that he's played, he's just been pissed off or something.
Yeah, no, tonight, he went crazy.
Jimmy Butler had 38, he was played 38 minutes, 33 points, 11 for 16 from free throw, and 11 for 17 from, he didn't even shoot a three-pointer. All those points, no three-point attempts at all. He just stayed in his bag the whole time. Did Hero throw up threes for the team? Oh, my God.
No threes.
No, you want
to. No, it was Bam. Bam was 3 for 6,
you
want to
look at Tyler Hero's. And you wanna observe that, because that's a Clay stat.
1 for 10.
That's a Clay stat line right there.
No, Clay goes 0 for 10.
That's, but, like, that makes it worse, too. He didn't hit a third of his shots.
Tyler Hero's a young player. Clay's not.
Also,
don't compare.
Wait, hold on. This is a problem I have, too.
We've seen
Butler. Why did he play the most time in the game, though?
Because he also had rebounds. Look, when he started to struggle, he picked up on rebounds.
He picked up on rebounds.
Tyler Hero is a hustle player, too, man. And 5 assists.
Why? I understand the idea is to keep shooting, but when he was 1 for 9, why did he shoot the 10th one?
Because, bro, what if that one was mid away, you know? What if he was like...
He learned after the 10th one.
Nah, you don't know that? Bro probably still kept shooting. He just didn't.
I feel like after the 10th one's probably whenever he got benched. I'm going to keep it a buck. And he probably
42 minutes he didn't get benched.
Oh, did this go OT? No, this one OT. So he didn't play an OT or something.
No, it's because that he probably took breaks, like normal breaks.
Then he would got pulled off. He probably got pulled off after one of the three-pointers. After, like, the 10th three-pointer, he was told, like, the coach probably looked at him for a second and was like, all right, man, I love you. Tonight's not the night. Go pull more boards, though. That would be your role tonight, man.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, you gotta think. We've seen worse from Jimmy Butler this season, too.
Jimmy Butler just decided his first Tyler two games Hero? That he wasn't going to play basketball. He just walked up and down the court and kind of looked
way more consistent than Jimmy Butler this year. So
as of recent games,
I'd still take Tyler Hero. If you go back like a game ago, Tyler Hero had a good game.
He had a good game. I think Jimmy Butler did just as good that game.
Which one?
Go to their most recent game before this one.
Let's go back.
I don't see
Heat
them
wise,
here.
Heat-wise, Chandler Heat. Go back. Was it Friday? No.
They're not here.
No, Thursday.
It has to be Thursday, right? Nope.
No, on back. On Wednesday.
God damn, they got a break.
Yeah, they
God damn, they got a break.
They back, bro. They
back. Why did they just not play basketball?
Oh my God, the Heat right there.
Okay. Jimmy Butler. And that's another 30-point, 10-rebound Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's another Jimmy Butler right there. Which one was Jimmy? Jimmy had 30.
34. Tyler Hero. Another horrible three-pointer game.
Yeah, that was a 2-for-10.
That's almost just...
Hey, he did one
he's consistent. He just did one worse.
Why is it consistent, though, when Jimmy Butler is doing good, though, that he does
Because
that?
They can't coexist on the team.
I don't think... That's not probably not good for your team.
No, and they... That's Bam what, was that's the Bam. Player this
no, that's
game.
Bam had his night.
Did Butler... I think Butler didn't play this game. He didn't play this game. Bam and he had an ankle sprain, so he was injured. Yeah.
No, but see, Tyler Hero's 2-for-9, so he's like not a 3-point shooter, but he still had 20 points.
I felt like he used to be such a good 3-point shooter.
No, he is. I think maybe this year they're close now.
Or maybe he's just, because he's getting so good everywhere else, he's just getting in his head once he goes to the 3-point line.
Maybe.
Because he's young, and I feel like things still get to him real easily.
It could be. But no, I definitely...
Jimmy, they played right here. With
There's Tyler Hero with 40.
What did Jimmy do this game? Did he play? He didn't play.
Yeah.
He was injured. He was injured during this entire time.
Yeah, Tyler Hero, phenomenal night. Damn! From 3-10. 10 three-pointers, man. 10 three-pointers. When Jimmy's out, he busted fucking 10 of them.
The only time...
It's because Jimmy Butler talks shit. He must miss or something, and Jimmy Butler's like, you fucking shit.
The only time Tyler Hero's viable is whenever Jimmy Butler's not on his team, it seems.
It's because Jimmy Butler must talk so much shit. You know Jimmy Butler's like an aggressive player, right?
And he talks shit to everybody on his team.
His own players.
But you just gotta realize, like, Bam's tough skin. Everybody else on his team's tough skin. Why did Kevin Love start that game?
Kevin Love had a good game a while back.
I saw that, but why did he start that game?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It had to be because Butler's out, right? But why didn't they start Duncan Robinson? They played him for
36
fucking minutes.
No, they also didn't. Their center got hurt 3 minutes.
Duncan Robinson played 36 fucking minutes
and
it started
the game.
No, but
that's probably why they had to put him in.
They probably wanted to start him just because, like, it's Kevin Love. Why not start Kevin Love? If you can start Kevin Love. It's just Kevin Love. Yeah. He's going to come over there and jog up and down the court real slow for a minute.
He can shoot.
And shoot, like, 3 threes and probably hit 2 of them.
Yeah, he's...
And then he's going to get benched.
See, here's
another
Tyler.
I guarantee Jimmy's
Hero.
Still injured here. Yeah,
Tyler
same
Hero.
Injury.
Yeah, look, and he actually shot 50% from three. Like, that's not
You put Jimmy thing. Butler in the game, he's like, hey, Tyler, fucking suck.
And Tyler's like, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know, coach. He looks at me funny, and I can't. Tyler Hero, man, listen. If Jimmy Butler is the issue, blink twice next time you're on camera.
Please, like,
blink
if
twice.
Somehow you hear this audio...
Blink twice.
...audio clip, just please blink twice. Like, the next time you're the main interview, just look at the camera, dead Tyler, deadpan. Blink twice.
Say clock room.
And just, you don't even have to say our name, because that feels like it's calling us out,
Yeah.
Just, like, make a noise, just, like, grunt or something. Stare and then grunt.
And then blink
or
twice.
Cough.
Yeah. Make it obvious, man.
But, like...
Look, now, this is one that he performed at, but Jimmy also only played 7 minutes.
This is probably when he got injured.
Yeah. No. Jimmy got injured, and look, Tyler Hero loved it. He said,
you're not talking shit?
24 minutes.
I'm going to miss 6 of my three-pointers, but I'm going to make
it. No, he missed like 2 or 3 of them when Jimmy was in the game, right? Because Jimmy was talking shit. Jimmy left the game, he started to pop off. But no, I mean, like, I would like to see Tyler Hero continue to do good, man. I like Tyler Hero, though. I'm kind of biased too, dude.
I really do like him as a player.
I'm not a fan of Jimmy.
I am a fan of Jimmy.
I've been watching Jimmy time and time again. Try and push. He's never succeeded for me.
He always pushes the wrong people, though. Like, he goes to the teams with the worst work ethic and then tries to push them. Like, whenever he went to the Clippers, he went to a Clippers team that didn't want to be there. I think I meant to say the 76ers. I definitely meant to say the 76ers, not the Clippers. Their jerseys look the exact same 90% of the time. My brain gets confused.
That's pretty true.
But, like, whenever he went to the 76ers, he tried to push not pushable players. He was like, get in the fucking gym and play, and these were players that were trying to retire.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all...
Like, and, like, it pissed him off. So, and then he goes to the Heat, and he tries to do it to a bunch of rookies that don't know what the fuck's going on and why Jimmy Butler's yelling at them. And then Tyler Hero started hating him. See, he doesn't get injured this game, and he gets 33 points, 9 rebounds.
No, this is tonight's game.
Yeah. Oh, this is tonight. I didn't realize. Yeah. Did anything else happen tonight? Oh, the Cavaliers.
The Cavs, they shat on the Nets.
Beat the De'Aaron Fox. Cameron Thomas put up 34 points, 6 assists? What? I feel like that just uncalled for them.
No, Cam Thomas has those random games in the season, remember? He did it last year, too. He'll give us 40-point games. He'll give us fucking these high-point games. Didn't he have, like, a 50-point game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Cam Thomas is a fucking blue baller, bro. He gets you all hyped up for him, and then it's fucking dog shit. Fuck.
I'm sorry, I had to check something. I was checking Ben Simmons' stats.
Ben Simmons, 4 points, yeah.
Yeah, 4 points, 27 minutes. Can you click on Cameron Johnson's name real quick?
Cameron Johnson? You mean Thompson?
Yeah, they're both on the team. I looked at the first Cameron I saw. 27th. I want to know whenever he was drafted. What's his highest point game? Does it list that anywhere?
No, but we can do this right here.
I feel like it's definitely 50. I know if it's not 50, it's like 49 or 51 or 54 or something shit.
I'm typing it in. 47.
Yeah.
I thought so.
If February
6, 2023. Last year, because he's a blue baller. He likes to act like you're gonna fucking do something, and then he fucking edges us off, and then fucking shits on for the rest of the year.
And then, like, fuck him. Dennis Schroeder is the only other player on that.
Dennis Schroeder's the most middest role player ever.
De'Aaron Fox is the only player that really put in work this year.
I mean, like, I like Claxton, but that's because he's defensive. He's not, like, an actual offensive guy.
Yeah, he's not.
He's somebody you have, you know, rebounds in offense, man. He gets you boards in offense.
Yeah, he just kind of appears
boards in defense. He's like, hey, man, I'm here to cook.
No,
what the fuck is up with Sabonis and 18 boards, though? Damn.
For some reason, a second ago, I said, oh, yeah, De'Aaron Fox is the only person that did anything this game. And it's because I just didn't look at the fucking rebounding stat at all. Like, I didn't check it for a game.
You also looked over here. Miss Murray, 21 points.
That's another Nick Claxton type game. That's another Nick Claxton type game where that's just not going to happen again for at least, like, 40 games.
No. Murray performs.
He performs, but he's not like a
DeRozan at 18.
Yeah, but that's what you'd expect from him.
Yeah.
That's like, if DeRozan doesn't do that...
DeRozan's shitty.
He needs to sit for the game because he's just not on that game.
He's not DeRozan.
He's not playing like DeRozan that game. It's just something's off. Like, his fucking hamster died or some shit. I don't know.
What?
What?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You remember when IT's sister died and then he scored like 60 points the next game?
Yeah.
DeRozan's hamster dies and he just performs real bad.
That's a terrible thing to say. That's a terrible thing. Oh my god. But look at this. I like to see this. Now, this Boston Celtics, man, their last game, like tonight, against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Only two players actually like really performed, and then
they only won by two. Actually, three players on the Celtics performed.
Yeah, well, two Derek and White, then, like Derek White. That's your role.
That's performing for Derek White, though. You got to think about Derek White. Most of the time, he's like 8 points and then some rebounds because that's just like that's what you expect from Derek White.
No, they have him just throw up shots. Yeah, like he's just a 3 point.
He has nine rebounds this fucking game.
That's a some weird step, but he also shot. Like I said, he's a shooter.
But like he does not do that every game.
Jaylen Brown. 7 for 10 for three.
29 points.
That's fucking crazy.
But that's uncommon for him too. He's not a 3 point shooter. He's
been better than Jason Tatum.
He's a really good
5 for 12. He just wanted to show up, Jason Tatum. That's all it was. I bet it.
I really don't think they like each
other. I bet it. They compete. You know, like friendly competition.
I don't know. They just don't interact the friendly.
Al Horford 2 for 9. What the fuck?
He's old.
Why is that? He's old.
Because, like...
Najee Reed, 1 for 6.
At some point, I don't know.
Are you going to tell me he's old?
Who played for 1 minute?
Josh.
Why'd they let him play for a minute if they were only going to... Did he just step on the court and then...
-8.
No, hold on. He stepped on the court and then Jason Tatum punched him in his fucking mouth or something. Because, like, there's no way you played for 6.
How do you get -8 points? Like, plus minus, you get -8 in 1 goddamn minute.
Like you that means
the other team scored 8 minutes and while you were on the.
And the problem is, like, he doesn't even have a turnover or anything. So
he
like,
must have got in for a free throw. He got in on a free throw. Somebody made some free throws. And then, like, as soon as the actual start playing, they made threes.
And he was just like, they were like, all right, well, sit back down.
I like seeing Anthony Edwards, though, you know, 28.
I love when he performs.
Julius Randle had 23. Ooh, wow. That's actually shocking. You know, I mean, Julius Randle does do occasionally 20 points, but, like, that's a thing that only Cat does. That's a role that only Cat performs, so kind of good to see that they're still adapting without Cat, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy that Cat is also kind of finding a
rhythm. Cat has done so much better.
Yeah, the beginning of the year, it was a little weird seeing him adapt, but, like, he's finding a nice rhythm. Like, there was a Knicks game right there. Go check his stat line. I think that's the most recent one, too.
Oh, my gosh. I did that, and you scared me. I clicked on it. I think this is the one he had, like, a mid-game.
Laurie Markkanen had 34 points.
Yeah, no. This is one of the ones he had a mid-game on. Like, he had 16 points.
16 rebounds, too.
Yeah, this is a bad game for him.
He's not... I don't know why he shoots threes at the, like, rate that he does. Because, like, he hits them occasionally, and he can hit the three-pointer, but he doesn't hit them very consistently, so I...
No. He can hit them consistently. It's... The game, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, here recently, he's played funny, like, these last few games for me.
I think it's because of the way he's having to adapt into the role. Because the Knicks have a completely different style of play.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, he has a completely different roster. He had 34 points this game. This is
when him and Jalen Brunson did good.
And, like, as you can see, he still was not a three-point threat here.
3 for 8 is, yes.
That's a good game. 3 for 8
is a good 3-point.
But that's not a 3-point threat. 7 for 11 is a 3-point threat.
Do the percentage, that's above average.
It's above
average for the NBA is, like, 33%.
I think it's closer to 40 now.
I don't know.
I think in recent years it's went up.
I don't think so. I don't think it's went up to 40. 40 is absurd.
I said closer to 40.
Gotcha. Because I was about to say,
I don't think
it's 40,
but I
wouldn't
think.
I don't think it's above 35 even. I said I think it's 33.
I thought it was 36 last year.
Yeah.
At least, but I could be wrong.
Let's see here. And you said for 2024.
I don't know what it would be this year. I don't.
That's what I said. Okay, that's by team. I want to say overall.
Yeah. Changes. What was the Celtics shooting at? 38%? Because I think that was what the top team was.
Yeah.
Word.
But then on the low end, I've seen some fucking 20s.
That's probably, like, the teams you'd expect to be down there. What is not at the Lakers are probably one of those teams in the lower percentiles.
All I know is after three, it drops dramatically to 34. No other team shoots above.
Yeah.
Only three teams shoot above 35%, as I said.
That also might be categorized by... Is that both East and West standings?
No. It has Celtics and Warriors.
That's what I'm
That's like about. Everything. Like, this is all.
But I guarantee the Lakers are, like, not even in the top 20. Just because they cannot find a consistent
ball. Yeah.
That's why they're not.
Lakers, 37.7%.
Holy shit, they're in the top 5 right now? I'm so proud of them right now, I'm not going to lie. No, that was for last year.
Yeah. Well, this is last year's.
I'm not proud of them.
Why did it give me the wrong set years? Okay. For this. This is what we need.
Yeah, because the stats are going to be probably way different right now, because it's still the beginning of the fucking season, really. It's the first month of the season.
Yeah.
So the stats might be significantly higher right now.
Average 3-point percentage for the 2024 to 2025 season, NBA. It's not wanting to give me an answer right now.
It's probably because the data just hasn't been, extrapolated and put out there in bulk because, season's 1 month in. We're probably the only people really fucking thinking about it that deeply.
Yeah. But still, as I said, for only, the first, five teams to be above 35%, though, it's clearly, closer to the 33 to 34 range. Because if you only have five teams out of, 32 in the NBA?
I think?
Shooting above of that percentage, it would be crazy. See, because, if you have five teams shooting above 35% and the rest of them shooting 34 below, it's nowhere near. So it's still not bad. That, as I said, that's still a great percentage, especially, once again, for a center role, That's a huge shot for a center role. Because normally your centers are down low. That's something your centers normally don't do. So that means, you have a guy that's normally not able to hit threes hitting threes. So it kind of spreads the floor, especially Jalen Brunson, where he is a shooting point guard. That motherfucker pulls that shit. He got the green card, bro, from his team.
According to Google AI, the average right now for the season of all teams for this season is 37.1, so closer to the 40% scale. That's according to Google AI, using season leaders and everything. It's just extrapolating data and hoping that it gets it as close as possible.
Word.
So there's a chance that there's a margin of error, but I would say it's only a 1-2% margin of error up and down.
Word. Well, as I said, we just looked on the actual ESPN was that...
Yeah, but that was...
Only five teams... No. That was for the 2024-2025 season. It just didn't have the actual list for the other one. Hold on. I'll put it back up here. Cookies. Please open it. Where's my history? Is this it? No, that's the other one.
No, I would believe that it's that high if you take a look at the 3-point percentage right here, because it goes from 41 down to 37. It the top 10 aren't even And this is for this season right now, for sure, on ESPN.
All positions.
Cleveland's 41%, Denver's 39.6, New York's 39, Chicago 38.5, Miami's 38.2, Minnesota's 37.9. So I would believe 37% is average right now. The lowest percentage in the league is 30.
Yeah.
In this conference, at least, or in the top 15. It's only showing me the top 15, but...
Oh, wait, that might be one. 3-point.
Wait, did that show me a different for teams just now? No. What the fuck did that do? The ESPN website sucks dick.
Why?
Because I just don't have exactly what I'm looking for. I'm nitpicking. It doesn't actually suck that bad. But no, this is definitely the season stats. 2024, 20-25, regular season. Cleveland's leading right now.
And I'm looking at players as well. Player percentages, right? And there's probably, 300 players in the NBA?
Something like that.
All of them, from 100 down, are 35%.
The average is most definitely 37% in the league right now.
But that's what I'm saying. That's over 66% of the league shooting less than 35%, though. Statistically,
I guess the league leaders are shooting at such a high proficiency that it's averaging it out. Because, leaders really are shooting crazy. And it's still the first month of the season.
But that's what I'm telling you, is that for your elite shooters, he's still shooting in the higher caliber for centers.
What was
3-for-8. And 3-for-8 percentage.
It's just 3 divided by 8.
Yeah. is 0.37.
That's 37%.
That's right, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's it. If that's what it's basing the average off of, giving whatever fluctuation.
I can't remember what
most players are still shooting under 35%.
I don't even remember what player what we were talking about anymore.
The cat.
Cat.
Shooting 3-for-8.
I need to see what his actual average is. I don't give a fuck about that game. If we're actually talking about his average.
Yeah, because Cat's still a really good 3-point shooting big.
I'm gonna look at his,
if you look at center specifically. Average. For, like, the center and her average for 3-point percentage, stats. It's a whole nother game. Because centers specifically shoot at a lower percentage as well.
3-point percentage. That's actually a really good percentage for 3-point, like, career.
What, the 40? Yeah.
Yeah. But he's, like, the only center doing that. Huh? He's the only center doing that consistently, at least, that I can think of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, of course, he's going to have the green card then.
But, like, I just don't... I think he plays the other roles better. I think he should try to play those other roles more because he does them more consistently, and it contributes to the team more, especially on the team that he's on right now.
No, because what would he benefit from going down and banging?
The vast majority of his points in that huge most point of game was in the paint.
But that's what I'm saying. Threes are worth more.
Yeah, but
why
he
not
just
bang out threes?
Because he's been missing them more often. This season.
Even this season, he's still banging them out, though.
He's still banging them out, not every game.
Yeah, but no, and nobody's gonna bang him out every.
Yeah, he was.
Steph Curry has an off.
Yeah,
game
but
recently.
For the most part,
that's what
he
I'm telling
was.
You, you're the big great, one of the greatest shooters of all time.
His
off game.
Who's his worst year?
You can't say tell him not to shoot because
no, I don't think he should stop shooting. I just think he should focus more elsewhere. I think he would excel more as a player if he focused more elsewhere. I don't think he should ever cut the shooting off. I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth. Like they never did. That's for a fact.
I think because this league is developed around shooting. If you try to focus elsewhere, you're gonna lose your shooting compared to others.
The problem is, it's just like in the team that he's on now, they need him in the paint more than they need him shooting.
Why do
threes.
They need
they
him?
They have Jalen Brunson outside.
Jalen Brunson cuts in too.
Yeah, but like if he
cuts they also in, have Josh Hart that cuts the back door consistently.
It's fine. I don't care about the Knicks enough to debate them. I don't want to debate them. So I'm just gonna. I don't want to debate them.
Yeah,
I don't care about this team.
Right. No, I understand. But I was just saying, like, the Knicks, like, for my opinion, I just feel like...
They're not making the playoffs to me this year, so I just...
I see them make into the playoffs. I don't see them go far in the playoffs. I see them, like, a first round.
Yeah, no, they'd be a first... If they do make it, but...
Because I think they have the ability to get a season positive, you know?
I imagine, like, if they make the playoffs, it's gonna be, like, they're playing against a play-ins team, and the play-ins team... is either like tragically injured or something, or the star player that they're playing against on the other team bombs the fucking game. Like it's gonna be
like
the Warriors or some stupid
like a
shit.
Seed.
No, I could definitely see a 7 seed.
Just because
maybe,
like where they're one of the wild
at
cards
the same time, I could equally see a 10 seed.
Yeah.
Like I could see a 7 seed easily. I could see a 10 seed just as easy.
But that's
I could also see them fall from grace and get like a 15 seed or some stupid shit.
But we seen last year they did really good.
Yeah, like, I'm scared.
So
with
like
the move.
With the
move. I'm just hoping Carl Anthony Towns doesn't.
It's
lose
definitely
his flow.
An improvement though.
Oh, it definitely is, and I'm hoping
like,
it just.
No offense.
I'm hoping that the coaching staff and everything just consistently works with them.
But like Julius
that's what
Randle was who you gave up.
Yeah. You just hope that
you're not expecting a lot back from Julius Randle. The motherfucker averages
they got Cat
like
back,
14.
Though.
Yeah.
They got Cat back, though, so they really did get a return. And Julius Randle's popping the fuck off, on the other hand, for the Wolves.
Yeah, he's kind of pissed.
Yeah, like, he's showing that was just a mistake on their part, type shit.
No, but they're still, I mean, no offense.
But, like,
oh,
without making that move, he wouldn't have gotten that mentality, so.
Yeah.
It was a required thing regardless. It was a breakup. Like, when you get into a breakup, but it's the type of shit that had to happen for you to become a better person.
It gave him some rejuvenation. Because, no offense, if
it
you think about it, he's
motivation.
Been in the league for a while. Julius Randle's been in the league since, what, Kobe? Remember when we played with Kobe?
I remember the league talking about how they played similar when they played against each other. So, yeah. Yeah, he played against Kobe.
So, you know what I mean? Like the motherfucker's been in the league a while. He's been here for a while. How old is my man Julius Randle, you know? Like, he's one of those guys that, like, he's been here. How old are you? Let me see how old you are. Where's his date?
He got drafted in 2014. He was born in 94. He's almost 30. He's 1 year off 30.
That's a decade ago. That's a decade ago.
He's 29 years old.
Yeah, he's played for the... No, for, he's been elite for a decade. That's crazy.
Look at me. Look at his face, bro. Look how old he looks.
Yeah, he look ugly as hell. God damn, you're one ugly-ass motherfucker, Julius Randle. He's always been hideous. Bro, look at the season. He's averaging 21 points this game.
Six rebounds, four assists. That means he's 50%.
He's shooting above 50%.
Not only is he scoring 21 points, he's contributing to a minimum 8 more per game.
Yeah.
And those could be three-pointers, so he could be contributing to a minimum, like, 12 points more per game. That means that he's just putting up fuck-you numbers.
I think it's because where he's a role player, he's excelling at being a role player. I think Cat is more of a...
I think they're playing him in a really... I'm 90% sure they're starting him and giving him, like, Ant numbers. Like, Ant minutes.
No, but Ant's still their main guy.
They
run the ball.
I don't think it would ever be beneficial. Like, if Ant leaves the Timberwolves are done. They will never rebuild as an establishment.
But they got fucking Dante that they have as their, like, catch
I just wanted
shoot,
to
man.
See, like, what the number similarities are.
Yeah, I think they also have McDaniel.
They actually are just giving fucking Julius Randle fucking Anthony Edwards minutes.
No, they just literally replaced Cat's minutes with Julius Randle. I expect Julius Randle to fool
Dante
the exact same rant. They have him doing they're trying to have him shoot threes. Like, they want Julius Randle to shoot threes to try to fill Cat's shoes.
Exactly. I feel like we don't we can't talk shit. Never mind. We're just not gonna talk about it. Just
Rudy No. We'll pull up because he's still a fucking minus four on the plus minus.
He's not even there anymore.
He has 20 rebounds, guys. Yes,
they're all defensive rebounds. It's just because there was no one big enough on the other team to grab rebounds.
Yeah, there is Al Horford, man. Al Horford could bump. Al Horford could bump. He just didn't.
He only had one turnover, though. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Al Horford's like your classic.
How old are you, Al Horford?
He's also been the
30 fucking
like fucking
man.
You God
were
damn,
drafted
oh,
in
seven.
2007.
Oh, seven. Oh my God, another.
And you
bonus.
Were drafted by Atlanta.
Hey, he's still putting up averaging 10 points a game, though. 5 rebounds. So, like, for an old-ass geezer...
Has it? I wonder.
He's been in the league for almost 2 decades, then.
How do I see
in
his...
2000, in 2 years, he'll be in the league a decade. Do you think he's going to make it 2 years?
He's only played for 4 teams, so... 3, 1... 2 teams.
No, 4 teams.
Oh. Yeah, 4 teams. Now, I need to see the decline. Where points? Okay, well, he has always just been a 10-point player.
Yeah. No. What the difference has been like in here. Look over here.
Where has he been like just slowly declining at rebounds? Yeah.
Rebounds, yeah.
Look, he could jump high as fuck whenever he got drafted. Now his knees don't work too good.
Yeah. And then another thing is, where's the blocks? Because he used to.
Yo,
be
hold
like,
on. He's 100% from the free throw this year.
Hey, fire! This is the best free throw.
He's always had like a decent free throw though. Yeah. Like his worst year was still decent. I think it was a 68. No, 64.
That's pretty.
That's
bad.
Still like that's a bad free throw.
That's dookie for the NBA.
But like, what else did he do this year? He missed
17 points a game.
I think he may have gotten injured at the end of this year too, because he either got injured at the end of this year or got injured like during the summer.
But that year that he had the bad free throw percentage year is the year that he was averaging double.
He was probably just
that was like his best year in Atlanta.
I think he just like was taking too much inspiration from Cavalier Shaq at the time. That's the right time period for that.
Don't you ever say Cavalier
Shaq. That's the right time period for it though. Oh,
man, that's awful. That's awful.
That's exactly when that happened.
Do you see him being in the league for 2 years? That means he's gonna have a 20th year. He's gonna play as long as LeBron did. Is this going to become a regular thing that players are going to be playing for 20 years?
If he plays for 20 years, it's simply so he has more merit to his name. Because there is nothing about Al Horford.
No, he's still a good role player. He still pops off on occasions.
No, that statement wasn't over.
Yeah.
That statement wasn't over. There's nothing about Al Horford to be remembered. Nobody's going to know his name in 20 years. Like, he's not going to be remembered with the league. It doesn't matter when you talk about Jason Tatum's first fucking championship. You will not mention Al Horford's name in the statements that you make about that year. It doesn't matter what he did that year. His name is Al Horford, and he was 37 fucking years old. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. We will not be talking about Al Horford in 10 years. I don't care what you think we're going to be doing. It's like people still bringing up Clyde fucking Drexler.
He's
such a good player.
Magnificent.
Nobody gives a fucking 2024. Dude. He would get monkey washed.
Dude, he was Jordan before Jordan. No cap on the dunks. He was Jordan before
he really
Jordan.
Was.
Watch the dunks.
He really was. You put him in this league and he would get fucking bodied. He's just nothing now.
He's a run and jump man. Hey, he's a dunk.
Yeah, Giannis will look at him and be like, I'll chew you up and eat you out, little man. Because the breed of human now is just generally larger. Muscle density and build-wise. And Clyde Drexler was not that large of a... Like, he was a bigger man for his height.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler, I think, was like 6'6", man.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like...
Yeah.
Bigness.
Yeah. No, he was actually cut, though. I will say he was cut.
He was big for his league.
The biggest thing about him was his forehead, though.
He had the fattest...
Bro had the hairline of fucking Shaq.
But, like, for his league, he was huge. For this league... He'd be a small guy.
He's DeRozan size, man.
Yeah.
He's literally DeRozan. So he plays just like DeRozan, no offense. So that's what tells me his max extent would be DeRozan level.
No maybe, offense.
Because I think DeRozan is the type of player that's going to die out like Clyde Drexler.
Maybe. I just feel like his like, if he were to do it now. Because that's, I think, the skill gap. If he were to do it now, if he were to, like, have his exact playstyle in today's league...
Oh, of course. Like, I hope he would develop his game more.
Anytime I bring up these type of scenarios is, like, if you throw these people in... Because, like, I'm talking about people still mentioning them in comparison to today's league, comparing what they did then to today's league, because that's how people talk comparatively whenever they talk players.
Yeah.
So, whenever I mention
like,
it,
if you take that player and you threw him in and they had their career in this era, I think they
They're not allowed to have that royalty to me, because nobody ever gives them that royalty, because it just, that's not what happened. It's taking that player and how they played, putting them against today's player, and Clyde Drexler, I'm sorry, we shouldn't be talking about you anymore. You would not be able to do anything in today's league, therefore...
He dunk.
Maybe. I feel like he wouldn't be able...
He'd still dunk.
I think the that's people that would be between away. Him and the basket are just...
No, it might be... No, he might have less dunks. 100%.
Oh, he's definitely still going.
But
over
he's still
going to
dunk.
Like, fucking, like, if Kate Cunningham stands in front of him, I feel like he has a chance.
You're going to get some random motherfucker, like some scrawny ass dude down there, and he's going to power drive.
There's definitely going to be mixed matches.
He's then going to become like your Aaron Gordon role player.
But like,
he's going to give you some flashy tips.
Yeah, if you take any of these players from forever ago and put them in these leagues, like in today's league, and you actually just
the
like give them their
unreal.
Skill, it's unfortunate for them. But like, you put Larry Bird in today's league. You think he's going to make a bunch of three-pointers? He's not.
Hey, no.
Players
he might
are
still
way
shoot
too... He's going to shoot them. He's not going to make nearly as much, and he's going to be blocked way more consistently because his jump shot was slow as fuck. Slow as piss. And every player now is just way faster than that cocaine-addicted dumbass.
I disagree on the shooting thing. I hate Larry Bird would still shoot. I think the fundamentals is where the difference lies in between the leagues.
He
I don't think shooting something you can take.
I
out.
Think he would be.
I think shooting
I think
something
he would
that
be too
personal.
I don't think he would ever get the separation he needs for his shots because he was a separation player.
But
and
he's also once again you're
as
thinking
big as him.
You're forgetting the whole competitiveness of any NBA player. Period. If you throw anyone in the like in a new,
there was
they're
almost,
gonna try to develop on the spot.
There was almost nothing competitive.
Larry
about
Bird
that.
Literally played a game left-handed to say "fuck you" to so many.
There
people.
Was almost nothing.
So that's something I do not agree with is the Larry Bird comment, because Larry Bird is phenomenal. Man.
He's phenomenal. He'd get bodied in today's league. He'd be like a 16-point per game player maximum on the high end of gameplay. Yeah. I almost guarantee.
I don't
that.
Believe it.
I
don't believe it.
Stance not changing ever on that one.
Same, because no offense, I believe that's a retarded argument, because to say that, you're saying that Larry Bird couldn't drop 20 points in the league.
I think he could drop 20 points. He's 60 points per game as a career average.
I say he easily average 20 points a game in the league. Especially with the type of player Larry Bird was.
I think 16
Larry Bird was
cap.
The type of player that would fight tooth and nail for anything and everything. Now, yes, he would have to develop.
He also couldn't be on coke point blank period in today's league, because that's he gets tested for that every other game.
Well, no
now,
offense.
So he's going to be about
70%
less efficient.
That would be like saying, like, let's take an average 20-point game player, like, let's say DeRozan, right?
DeRozan's like a 26-point per game
player. Okay, then name a 20-point game player. Name a 20-point game player. Like, somebody's basic. I
can't think of any actual 20 point per game players.
I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, I'm having a complete
LaMelo.
Not LaMelo.
Lonzo's a 20 point game player.
No, he's
sometimes.
like 12 now.
Well, no.
And his last season
yeah,
he was
true,
like
true,
14, I think.
John Collins.
John Collins is
20. I don't. He used to be 20. You're going to have to talk about this one because I don't remember his career at all.
John Collins?
Like, I know it. Like, I know it kind of. Like, I've definitely heard about it. But, like, I just.
He's a power forward that
I just didn't care enough. And almost specifically because he played for the Hawks, they're a team that I just don't care about. I've never cared about. I'll never care about. They've consistently have players that I just don't like. And I don't like Atlanta as a city either.
Fine, right there. Julius Randle, 21 points average,
that's
right?
Just this season. What's his career average?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was talking about. What's his career average? Okay, yeah, no, his career is about 20 points.
Yeah. So, like, Julius Randle, for example.
He got drafted to the Lakers, and his career average got completely... No, I
remember,
don't
know. Remember, I said he played with
his
Kobe.
Career average got murdered by this. No, him only being able to play this one game fucks that number up forever.
Because he scored 2 points, got injured, and didn't play the rest of the season, so his average literally gets cut in half by that.
Yeah.
Like, if that season didn't exist, he would average almost double. Of course, the numbers would fluctuate up and down a little bit.
But no, like, so you're telling me, like, Julius Randle would be a better player than Larry Bird. That's what you would be saying.
If you took, okay, and again, I say this, if you took the exact
player even think if you take Larry Bird's exact playstyle and you would play
They did not train or have conditioning at all now, he would get out-stamina, out-paced, out-sped,
I'm talking about prime Larry Bird. You take prime athletic Larry Bird.
Even then, he was super slow. Every player back then was slow compared to today's players. That's insane
that you would say Larry Bird would lose against Julius Randle.
I think it would be a competitive game.
No.
I do.
No.
I really do.
No. That is beyond any type of... And I believe anyone in the NBA world would disagree with that. Professional.
I don't care.
Professional.
I really don't
care. That is an absurd view to say that Larry Bird,
the breed of
one of the greatest all-time small forwards.
Yep. What does he play? If he doesn't play small forward, this is a horrible comparison.
Julius Randle is about the same size, 6'9", so no, it doesn't. He's also about the same weight.
He plays power forward, so it's a good comparison.
Yeah. If he didn't play power forward, horrible, because it's a completely different role, completely different skill set, completely different knowledge base.
No, because small forward and power forward are fluctuable. Those two positions can fluctuate.
No, that's why I said, does he play forward? I was asking if he played forward, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know if he played guard or not. I haven't, sat down and watched Julius Randle games, to be honest.
Julius Randle? Could you imagine him trying to play a point guard?
He is too big for it. He's built like like a lanky LeBron. Like if LeBron didn't hit the gym 3 times a week. If LeBron hit the gym like 2 times a week instead. He's built like that. But he also has a weird slouch on him too that makes him look significantly smaller than LeBron.
He looks
like
he should have been in the previous eras too because of his hair.
You remember that one dude, Thomas Bryant? He looks just as kind of funky as him.
Thomas Bryant looked funky.
Like, they just have that weird, like... You want to know who else? He kind of also gives me Trae Young Q-tip vibes.
Oh, no.
He just looks like another Q-tip.
Why?
Look at his head.
He doesn't have the hair.
It looks like a dirty, fucked up Q-tip. That's... Trae Young didn't have a lot of hair either, but
no,
it was just really
Trae
fucked up.
Trae Young had
a
Goomba look.
It just was really fucked up. Like, hold
his
on.
His face looked like a Goomba, and his hairstyle looked like a dirty Q-tip. Because Trae Young had, like, that little... Like,
this was the funniest shit I had ever seen in my life.
See, like, no, he actually does have hair.
This was recently after all the memes came up, and he got hair filler surgery.
No, if you go back to even, like, previous Trae... Like, young Trae Young, he still has, like, the poofy, kind of, like, fro type shit. See? Like, this still ton... That's
it's completely bald on the top of his head.
Do you not see all this? That's because it smears away. Like,
it's
that's
literally, like,
Q-tip
it's 99% gone here. And it only looks more filled here because he now has the money to go in and get it touched, but you can tell that it's getting fucked up by his sweat.
Yeah.
But, like, he really just does not. There's something wrong with his genetics, and I feel bad for him because, one, he decided to come out being a dumbass, egomaniacal person, but then he... this was in college. This was him in college.
No, he's hideous, man.
He was playing as Colin Sexton at the time.
The last time I think I found college, like, genuinely fun to watch and competitive to watch, like... where they were actually, like, playing basketball correctly was, like, 3 years ago. I feel like in the last 3 years, They just started making weird rules and like weird decision towards the players, what the players can and can't do.
For college, I don't like watching college because I feel like...
I used to enjoy it more than the NBA. I felt like it was more competitive than the NBA.
Yeah.
But now it just feels like it's way... Like it feels like I'm watching a WNBA pampered. Game.
Yeah, it feels like it's pampered.
Yeah, it's like everything gets called for no reason. They don't let them play. And when they do let them play, it's like for some reason they all forgot how to play a little.
Yeah, and in no offense, like the organizational basketball, like you don't see one or two players like you don't get to see some players excel as much as they could because they try to make everything
in all around. To be honest, when was the last time we just saw a star come out of a draft class? Like a player that just stood above the rest.
Led a team, had a combined team.
And the problem, like, Victor Wembanyama wasn't that because he was that type of player. It's because he was 7'1" and played like a point guard. That's why he was as big as he was. It's not because he was a crazy ass player. Of course he was. He was 7'1" and played like a fucking point guard. But that's the reason. His stats didn't mean shit to anybody at the time. He was 7'1" and moved like fucking KD. He was taller than KD and moved like KD. Slightly taller than KD, moved like KD. So everybody was like, oh, potential. No matter how he ended up being, that was potential right there. So, like, that's why he was the approach. When was the last time we saw a player in college that led a team on their back?
Zion Williams.
And look what happened to him.
We low-key had a flop. Like, bro's okay player. Like, he's not bad.
Him getting drafted to New Orleans.
He's, like, the most okayest wienering ever.
He was the wienering that you, like, had to sneak during, like, a family get-together or some shit.
What? Hold on. Wait. That was so specific.
No, I did that. I was going to say something way funnier.
You had a memory in your mind at this time?
No.
No, I'm imagining you. You now have somebody you were fucking at a family event that you were hiding. I know this already now. Right? And you were clapping somebody's cheeks during this family event.
I'm not.
Now your family's going to hear this and they're going to know you were... They're gonna know you were clapping cheeks now.
I refuse to elaborate on any of the beginning. Like, anything that was just talked about, if you ask me about it, I'm going to gaslight you. Cool. Anyways.
Yep, he got fucked. I'm fucked.
I did not get fucked by anyone. The fuck did you just say, Boston?
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell, man.
Anyways.
It'll buff.
The reason I said what I said wasn't even related to an event. It can be related to an event, but I wasn't relating it to an event when it happened. I was going to say something, like, significantly more fucked up, and I was just trying to tone it down. Like, I was going to be belligerent for a second, and then I was like, that's not podcast material. Let me tone it down, and that's what it turned into. So then it got fucked up. I mean, at least you didn't take it the weirder route, like, cousin fucking or some shit.
That's crazy. Did you mention Boone County just now?
I did. That's all of Boone County.
Boone County, a little bit of Clay.
And all of Kentucky.
That's crazy. I have family in Kentucky. But hey, goes for y'all too, I guess. JK, maybe? I don't know. Who knows?
There's a pretty good chance.
We do have a crazy family.
Do you understand the percentile of incest? It's like way higher than people like assume.
Yeah, which is sad.
It's like they just, for some reason, people can't help but to look over at their sisters and go, damn. I want a piece of
that. Damn, Sandy!
It's like,
Mama told me about them sweet cheeks and them jeans!
I didn't believe it till I saw it!
Hey, bro. They said that horse was clapping their ass cheeks like never before! Why the fuck is there a game plan?
It's like picture in picture from the ESPN. It's just been over here. It's not affecting anything. This podcast episode's definitely been running for like hour 30 almost.
Well, guys, we apologize for the nothing.
We just kind of rambled,
bro. Yeah,
But, like, we covered, like, every major stat line that's happened recently and kind of just debated random bullshit, whether it was important or not. Like, the New York Knicks, is it going to be important at the end of the year? No. Are they going to win the championship? No. There's a 0% chance of that.
No, but, like...
Unless everybody in the East gets injured. Like, everybody in the East gets injured.
Somebody's gonna fall on the court and break their dick type.
Like, if Giannis breaks his arm, it's gonna set, like, a weird chain of events where, like, Donovan... I almost just called him...
No, at that point, no offense, I still think the Lakers would end up winning it. Because it'd be a fucked up reason. Anthony Davis would look at it and be like, oh, it's my time.
It would be, like, a stupid repeat of... The type of bubble ring where they just dominate because it's just a horrible matchup. The Knicks get put in the finals, and Anthony Davis is like,
all right, well, it's time to touch on you guys.
he's like,
hey, cat, come here, let me touch your kitty. I know you're not nearly as good as me. I'm going to sniff on you the whole game.
It's like, what did you say to me, Ant?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That's what he's going to whisper in his ear at the free throw.
No, if I'm a fucking Carl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Davis says that shit to me, I'm just not playing the rest of the finals, because if he touches me, I'm going to prison. if he even lays his hand on my back to, like, support me from fall, let me fall. Because I'm going to take it as a threat.
He said he's going to try to put it in me, man.
I ripped it off. Just imagine watching an NBA broadcast and suddenly Karl Anthony Towns rips Anthony Davis' penis off. In a fit of rage.
Oh, that'd be terrifying. Imagine LeBron James, Anthony Davis, no, your career!
Nah, I think he could still play basketball.
Nah.
It would be traumatic.
I would never step on a basketball court again if my dick gets ripped off on a basketball court. I'm going to have PTSD anytime I see a basketball
court. Well, I don't know. It depends on... You gotta think about where Anthony Davis's heritage is from, though. They're more hardened-minded people, and, like, his religion is also a more, like, forgive-and-accept type religion. So I feel like he would find peace within himself at some point.
He
would come back as the dickless basketball player. You remember Metal World Peace?
He'd go to the WNBA.
Oh, no, don't say that, because he would average 92 a game. You remember Metal World Peace? He would be that type of guy.
Oh.
That wears a custom jersey that doesn't say that. He would, like, change his name to Anthony No Dick.
Anthony
Balls Only.
Edwards. Anthony, both of these nuts down your throat, Edwards.
Why'd you say Edwards? It's Davis. We're talking about AD.
Oh. I don't know.
There's a lot of Anthonys.
There was Anthony Carl Davis, Anthony Carl Town. Anthony Town. Yeah, there was a... And man, how did Ant... That's maybe because we were talking about Ant as in, like, cat. Because Ant came
and
in
then
as a cat.
Ant and Edwards, yeah. too. And, yeah. oh, this oh, is man, horrible. I don't even know who my points were about anymore. I don't know.
We were talking about Anthony Davis.
But, like, who did I say for sure in the podcast? Because I know Anthony. Who we were meaning, and I know we knew who we were meaning.
Oh, man.
But, like...
Now, are we rethinking our whole life?
But we're really slow. There's a chance
Anthony Davis would be the one raping everyone, okay?
He would lose his penis and then go Hulk smash.
Yeah, and they would win. Because he would smash, and Cat would
break me off a piece of that. You know what I mean? The people that I actually want to listen to this podcast, like, I'm gonna link it to the girl I'm talking to. When you hear this part,
oh no,
and all our family and friends,
oh man,
don't ask us about it. I mean, you're going to anyways, but like, we'll probably ignore it, or we'll stare at you like it never happened. You'll get gaslit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We've added, like, 5 more minutes just rambling about Anthony Davis getting his cock ripped off.
Not again. Hey, guys, listen. We're gonna bounce. We hope y'all have a great day. Take care. Check out the socials. Keep tuning in. And imagine Anthony Davis without a penis winning a chip. Bye.
Don't do that.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.